FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro. FM 100.5 Smyrna. Audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is a WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
Well, it is Brian Barrett in for Scott Walker here on this Friday, and our topic, the Tennessee Philharmonic Orchestra. Got a lot to talk about this morning. Glad you're along with us here on this Friday Action Line. Got a check of traffic and weather coming up here in just a couple of moments. But first of all, we'd like to welcome in all of our guests. And we have to start with Jane McNulty. She is the CEO. And Jane, how long have you been affiliated?
I came in onto the board, I think, in 2016.
Okay.
And just kind of hung around and was board president for a couple years. And now I'm CEO.
How about that?
Super excited. I love this organization.
Absolutely.
So I can't get enough.
So Jane has brought with her today Donna Wehofer, and she is the education outreach coordinator
Yes, that's correct.
I just added an extra word.
No, that's fine.
I was worried about getting the name right. So I did okay, I hope.
Yes, you did.
And Dr. Steve Payne, he is the new president of the board. Do you know what you've gotten yourself into, Steve?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Yeah. That's usually how it goes with board presidents. Yes. So good morning to all of you here today. I guess, Jane, maybe I'm amazed at how many people, number one, move into this community and then they want to find out information about this community. And, you know, they find the radio station and our website and start listening to podcasts. And if they see Tennessee Philharmonic Orchestra, they think, well, what is that? So maybe give us your elevator speech.
Okay. So we are the Tennessee Philharmonic Orchestra of Murfreesboro. We needed to add that to, so we are not confused with that other orchestra, you know, down the road. We are starting our 43rd season in this September, so we've been around for a minute. We are a large, fully professional orchestra. We play at different venues around town. Of course, we don't have a performing arts center, which we would love to have, but that's for another day. So we play at Bel Air Baptist, and we play at the Fountains for a couple performances. And so we're around town, but we are food for your soul. So we want you to come and check us out. At least one concert this season. Check us out, and we'll hook you.
Now, do you have a website?
We do. It's tnphil.org. tnphil.org. And right now, if you go there, I'm shameless here, but we are offering musician sponsorships. And this is an annual fundraiser that we do. We try to get all of the musicians sponsored. And so you'll see them all on the website. We only have 14 left. And we proudly display your name all season long as a sponsorship of the symphony.
Oh, great. Now, you just used a word that maybe was a part of your name at one time, symphony?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we've had actually five names.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to get the one that's right. We've been the, we were the Murfreesboro Symphony, we were the Middle Tennessee Symphony, we were the Tennessee Philharmonic Symphony Orchestra. I mean, we've had, you know, it's that different combination because a lot of people don't know we're here. And so you're kind of looking for that magic combination that rings true. But we have found since we added of Murfreesboro, now it's very clear. You know, we are not the Nashville Symphony. We are not a community symphony. We are a fully professional 43-year-old symphony orchestra.
And there obviously must be differences. You know, you mentioned a community symphony versus, you know, a truly professional. So this not necessarily just volunteers coming into play, right?
All of our musicians are auditioned and paid. And so, you know, and many of our musicians play also in Huntsville and Chattanooga and different orchestras around the community because, you know, a musician typically pieces together a career. And so they'll, but they're excellent. I mean, we have many musicians that have been with this orchestra over 30 years. So musicians want to play with us because we're top notch.
Yeah. And do many of them play? I'm playing a little on the ignorant side here because,
right.
But do people play for maybe more than one orchestra?
Yes.
You know,
yes. And we balance those schedules.
Gotcha.
You know, we have a couple that, I know we have several that do Chattanooga and Huntsville, and mm-hmm. I think maybe
Bowling Green.
You know, Nashville has full-time musicians. So we won't have a lot that share those two. But the rest, I think, you know, there's a circuit.
Makes sense.
And you know, that they're honing their skill every time. So they are at the top of their game.
And, you know, I would think that the goal is to maybe eventually be full-time somewhere. But that sounds like a full-time job to me if they're going around all these different places.
I think so. And eventually the goal is to be full-time here.
Well, that's true. Yeah, there you go.
We'll get a performing arts. So we're on the move, you know. So hopefully we can offer that at some point.
Yeah, maybe some a little tease to that, and maybe we can talk about the future and the mm-hmm. dreams and all of that coming up as well. Donna, as the education outreach coordinator, what do you do?
Well, I schedule programs that go out into the schools. I'm also a member of the orchestra, and I play the flute and played since 1994. I've been a member of the orchestra, and I'm a retired music teacher.
Okay.
From the Murfreesboro City School District. And so when I retired, there was this great opportunity to join with fellow string players and woodwind players, take them out into the schools, and we do a STEAM focused program with science, technology, engineering, arts, mathematics, you know, for in case you don't know what STEAM is. And we go out into the schools, we put on programs, play different genres of music. We talk about, we mainly focus it towards second graders because this fits their science standards, the science of sound. So vibrations, sound waves, so there's that component of the program. And then after we play for the students for about 25, 30 minutes, then we also have an instrument petting zoo. And that's where the symphony owns about 50 instruments that go into the schools. And these are instruments that the students are allowed to touch and play and see how they work.
Hands-on.
So it's very hands-on.
Yeah. Jane, how cool is it to have a former educator as the education coordinator?
It's just perfect. You know, I'll tell you, we had heard a rumor that she was retiring, and we snagged her because we knew that there were a couple organizations in this community that would want her, and she has blown it out of the water. I mean, I think we're in 2030. I mean, the schools are calling us now, say, please bring your education programs. So it's been phenomenal.
And that is another way to help get your word out, as the kids talk about what they did at school today, and mom and dad, well, I didn't know there was a Tennessee Philharmonic Orchestra of Murfreesboro, that
right.
kind of
but
thing,
right? But you want to get the kids excited because this is a generational thing. You know, it's like sports.
Sure.
You know, you start with Little League and you hope to one day go all the way up. And, well, it's the same with music. We want to instill that love of music at a very young age.
We're talking about the Tennessee Philharmonic Orchestra of Murfreesboro today. Dr. Payne, pull that mic just a little closer to you. You have to get, yeah, you can, or scoot up there. There you go. Yeah. So tell me about your involvement with the organization.
I first became involved as a singer in the choir that sings with the symphony at the Christmas program.
Oh, okay.
And so I did that about 5 years. And really didn't know much about the symphony at all during that time period. And then the past president, Ray Singer, asked me to join the board. Came to my first board meeting after being approved. And they asked me, what can you do? What can you add to this board? Took me a second. And I said, well, I know a few people. Maybe I can help raise some money to support the orchestra. And so that became one of my roles. And really, actually, as a doctor who never had really any experience much with boards, sat on a couple of boards, but not this type of board, became kind of my role, and had some success with individuals in the community who give. So as time went on, I was asked if I would assume the role of to preside over the board, and I accepted that. And so far, 3 months in, maybe?
Yeah, 3 months in.
We raised some money because, you know, the nonprofits don't operate efficiently without folks who are willing to donate.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've made some connections, and we We're trying to fund a larger education program because we feel like that arm of what we do as a symphony is extremely important in this community. So this year, if we can, we'll go from 20 to 30 plus schools.
Yes, that's the goal.
Programs, and they're excellent. I saw one at Line Ball, 150, 200 people, kids, parents. Just it would blow you away to see how these musicians interact and teach music vibration, the same thing she was talking about.
Now, was that over the summer at Line Ball?
Yes, we went to three libraries. We went to Line Ball, Laverne, and Smyrna this summer. So, yes, and that's, again, a repeat performance by request. We did it for the first time a couple years ago, and now they're like, oh, please come back. Yeah. We're in their schedule.
Sure. Well, that's good. Dr. Payne, what is your professional career? What does that look like?
I was an internist. Practiced a few years in Nashville and then came to Murfreesboro. Wanted a smaller town, and it was a small town.
Yeah.
Moderately small town at that time, and just went crazy, as everybody knows. Over the years, practiced about 40 years, and it was time to step down from that, and began honestly looking for things to do. So I was asked to sit on the Community Foundation board, and have enjoyed that, and sit on this board.
Well, so, that's awesome. Thanks for giving back. I mean, it takes people who are willing to do that. And now every time people see you, Dr. Payne, I know they probably start reaching for their wallet, right? Is that what happens?
That's the goal.
That and a medical question.
There. Well, I guess that's true. Our friends from the Tennessee Philharmonic Orchestra of Murfreesboro are here today. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to talk about some of the goals for the future. We're going to talk more about the education arm here of the organization and find out just more about the Tennessee Philharmonic Orchestra of Murfreesboro. Again, you can find them online at tnphil.org. tnphil.org. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Peter Demas. Join our family at Demas's Restaurant. So many people buy so many different things. You know, I go out to eat and I like eating steak, where my wife will end up getting her salmon. Our salmon is cut fresh, so she loves her salmon. It's one of those places that you can go, you can get pastas or chicken. You know, the kids love it. Get what you want at Demas's Restaurant and not be limited just to one or two items. Join our family at Demas's Restaurant, 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pests.
It's time to mount a counterattack on mosquitoes and reclaim your yard. AmeriCare Pest Control can help you enjoy your yard again and protect your family from mosquitoes that can carry West Nile and encephalitis. Call 893-7111 to learn more about their mosquito control services.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
893-7111.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. The Red Cross is critically low on blood. Really dangerously low. Please give the gift of life. The Murfreesboro Red Cross is at 501 Memorial Boulevard. Call them at 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. Right now is when you paint your bowls for Habitat for Humanity's Cookin' to Build. All you do is go by Color Me Mine in the Avenue of Murfreesboro, and they're doing it now. Oh, and Cookin' to Build is November 2nd. Head over to Color Me Mine in the Avenue. And some great plays. Something Rotten over at the Art Center of Cannon County in neighboring Woodbury. Here in Murfreesboro at the Center for the Arts, it's the classic Arsenic and Old Lace. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS. And let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor Events.
few scattered showers and storms at times this afternoon. Partial sunshine develops, a high in the mid-90s. Tonight, slight chance for showers and storms early. Partly cloudy skies develop, a low of 72. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 78.
And the Action Line is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They remind you their annual meeting is Saturday, August 24th. They've got a live stream beginning at 2 p.m., so that is a week from tomorrow. And what you need to keep in mind about that is you can register starting next week at the local office or calling. Why do you register? Well, because you're saying it's a live stream, right? If you register, you have your name entered into a drawing for various giveaways. More online at mte.com/annual meeting. Time to check on the roadways this morning. Commander Chuck.
Good morning. Still working a couple of wrecks. 40 westbound at Spence Lane. That's got it slow coming in from Donaldson. Also north of town on 65 southbound at Rivergate Parkway. That's got it backed up all the way back past Long Hollow Pike, affecting that traffic coming down from Sumner County on 65 southbound there again at Rivergate Parkway on that mess. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Princess Hot Chicken. Check them out this weekend. You can even order online. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
8:33 back here on the Action Line. We are talking with our friends from the Tennessee Philharmonic Orchestra of Murfreesboro. Jane McNulty is the CEO and joins us along with the new board president, Dr. Steve Payne, and Donna Wehofer. She is the education outreach coordinator. And we've kind of set you up with what Tennessee Philharmonic Orchestra of Murfreesboro is all about. And Jane, let's talk about some of the performances. Dr. Payne was talking about his introduction was in the Christmas program, which I know a lot of people look forward to. I think several years it was at the Methodist Church, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
So that's kind of an annual event that a lot of people look forward to that year.
Yes, it is. But we got to get there first. Ah. So thanks for the door. So we actually open, our first concert is on September 27th, and it's a Hispanic Heritage concert. It's free. It's at the plaza, on the plaza at the Fountains. So we're super excited. It's going to be a large Latin band. MTSU's own Lalo Davila, am I saying that correctly?
Yes,
he will be conducting that. We are so excited to offer this concert. I think they're going to make a whole weekend, a Hispanic Heritage weekend.
Oh, cool.
Over there. So that's September 27th. That's free. Then we have a full orchestra veterans concert. That's Friday, November 8th. Veterans get in free for that one. Everyone else will come and support the orchestra. That's at the First United Methodist Church.
Okay.
So it's a beautiful sanctuary with that organ in the front. It's a beautiful venue, so we hope you'll join us for that one.
I hear the acoustics are really good in there. Is that right?
Very okay. good. Very yeah. good. And then our third concert is the Christmas concert. That is December 5th at Bel Air Baptist. Different feel, but we're enjoying that sanctuary as well. So
sure.
we have the screens on the side. And that one is Terry Jolly will be conducting that one. And he does both the choir and the orchestra. And he has such an energy with the crowd. I think last year we almost sold out. I mean, you know, he brought a big crew with him. So that's a great way to celebrate Christmas. You'll want to get your tickets soon for that one. Then our fourth concert is a jazz concert. And we do that one again at the Fountains upstairs in the View. So it's a beautiful venue with two sides of the venue are windowed, and we do a jazz concert up there on February 11th. And then our last full orchestra concert is on April 24th. And this year we will be showcasing the Ethos Children's Choir and conducted by Brian Russell. So it's a full season. It's a little bit of everything. You know, you get jazz and Christmas and patriotic and classical and Hispanic. So tickets are available on our website, season tickets, and then, of course, individual concert tickets.
Sure. And it sounds like maybe every couple of months here during the fall and winter months is and early spring, I guess, is when you have your concerts.
We try to hit something on. We don't do January currently, but once we hit the ground running, we pretty much go. We do have another one in March that celebrates. It's a free concert. It's our Siegel Awards concert, and that one's a day concert that celebrates music in our schools, but it is the orchestra that plays, and we celebrate families and music in our schools.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So do people come from other schools for that, or is that just...
No, we award each school nominates two kids from each grade that they think are excelling not only in music but in their character and their schoolwork, just a well-rounded kid, and that includes music. And we have they and their families come, and we give them a concert.
That's cool.
And we award them and give them free tickets to the last concert, and we just try to make sure they understand how important and special what they're doing is.
So that kind of goes with your education arm, I guess, doesn't it,
yes,
Donna?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, getting the folks very interested in that. So maybe let's go through the concerts one at a time here and spend a little more time maybe talking about, you know, we talked about tickets and where you can get tickets and season tickets. Can you get individual tickets, I guess, first of all, is
you
what
can.
I want to say.
A season ticket is $125, which is a nice deal. Now, we always have to say that it's such a bargain because parking is free. You don't have to get on I-24. you can get them on the website, and you can typically get them at the door. The only one that gets a little sticky is Christmas. We do suggest people get their Christmas tickets in advance. We hope next year to be offering a second Christmas production. I think we're right there on the edge where we're going to need two.
Oh, wow.
Because we're filling that church.
Yeah.
So, but for now, tickets at the door are fine, or you can get a season or individual tickets at tnfield.org.
Okay, very good. So the next, what's next up? What's that first
so
concert?
So the first one is the Hispanic Heritage mm-hmm. Concert. This will be the first time we do this particular concert at this venue. So it is outside. On that plaza, which if you've been over there, they do like ice skating over there, and they in the winter, and they do movies under the stars. It's a beautiful little plaza, and so he's got Scott Gravey's got a full stage over there, and we'll set up there and bring your chair and just enjoy great Hispanic heritage music, Latin music. I think there will be food trucks there. It'll be a nice fall after evening. It's all of our concerts are at 7 o'clock, so that's September 27th at 7 o'clock.
So that's the next one up. Steve, how does the board participate in these events that are put on? I'm sure that there's a presence by the board at these.
There is a presence by the board. Our primary function, honestly, is just to at the concerts to be present, to greet, answer any questions that people have, talk up the symphony. We have a large number of donors, and so we like to connect with, you know, the donors, talk with the people that are interested in joining the symphony in some way, mm-hmm. either as a volunteer or otherwise. We also do small jobs, just whatever needs to be done, set up tables, decorate, whatever. Primarily, that's what we do. We want to thank people for coming.
Sure. And I'm sure that you see some folks come in, and you know, maybe it's a former doctor who was, you know, and you know, potential board to kind of continue to grow that as well. I'm sure you're always looking for
we're
those
always
interested
looking
in that.
For people interested in being a part of the board. We're always looking for people that really don't know that is a local symphony, because again, we talked about that, but that's something that that a lot of people just don't realize. We have professional music available mm-hmm. and many levels
sure
in this community, and so we do a good bit of talking it up.
I would assume so. And Donna, does your education I guess piece of the pie here, does it come into play at any of the concerts and events?
The only one would be the Music Excellence Awards and the family concert, where then the letter goes out to
sure.
all the schools and all of that. But no, the education outreach happens during the day and going to the various schools.
Okay.
So, yes.
Is there, I mean, do people see... Or Jane, is there a place where people can get general information about the Tennessee Philharmonic Orchestra of Murfreesboro at the events that you have?
Yes, we have lots of brochures and people that will tell you about the concert season. And at some of our venues, there are screens that are telling about the events. But, you know, I think coming to a live symphony orchestra event is... it's so special. I like to think of it as, you know, it's like a spa for the brain, you know, because music is so good for us, and it lowers our blood pressure, and it takes off stress, and all of these things. I mean, the science has proven how good it is. But when you're sitting in that hall with these 50 musicians that have honed their craft in front of you, it for that 90 minutes, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just magical. I mean, you really, if you haven't come to see one of our concerts, you simply must just come to one. I promise. Just come to one.
Kind of takes you to another place. All of the, your work problems, all of the, you know, the divisiveness in the world, all of that just kind of goes away, doesn't it?
And I sometimes get asked, does Murfreesboro really need an orchestra? Yes. You know, I mean, the whole world, every community should have one, because especially, as you say, I mean, our lives are getting more and more stressful thanks to social media and campaigns and all of these kind of things. You know, so to use music for wellness, I mean, we go to the gym, we exercise our bodies, but what do we do for our brains? And I'm not saying just at the orchestra. I'm saying all the time. Keep music on. It doesn't have to be classical. Just keep music playing, because music takes you somewhere. You know, you hear a song, you go, oh, I was a junior in high school when that came out. You know, whatever. But it takes you somewhere. And that's what music does. It creates imagery. It helps you travel, whether it's classical or jazz or reggae or whatever you listen to. But music is good for us. So, yes, we need a symphony here. And to listen to it live, again, 90 minutes, you're just it's a deep breath for your brain.
Unfortunately, I found out that the music of my junior high and high school days is now called classic. So, you know, that's just that's the way it goes when we get at this age, right. I guess. So,
honey. Yeah,
we're going to come back and talk about, you know, some long-term goals for the Tennessee Philharmonic Orchestra of Murfreesboro and just performing arts altogether here in our community. Our guest today, Jane McNulty. She is the CEO as well as... new president of the board, Dr. Steve Payne, and Donna Wehofer, the education outreach coordinator. Back with more of the Action Line in just a second.
If you're planning an upcoming trip and want to include your pet, we have all the travel supplies you'll need at Animal City. This is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. Animal City is Murfreesboro's hometown family-owned pet store. We've had the honor and pleasure of serving the community for 33 years. If you want to see some photos of our adorable pets, feel free to check out our Facebook page, Animal City of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We're at 919 Northwest Broad Street, right here in Murfreesboro.
CBS News Brief. An inmate serving life for murdering a child has been captured at a hotel in Kannapolis, North Carolina, 3 days after escaping from prison during the ride to a hospital. This woman works at the hotel.
Thank God that nothing happened, you know, and that he didn't, you know, try to harm anybody else. It's scary, but now thankful that nothing did happen.
The economy is the focus on the presidential campaign trail. Donald Trump blaming the Biden-Harris economy for rising prices.
Grocery prices have skyrocketed. Cereals are up 26%. Bread is up 24%. Butter is up 37%.
Kamala Harris will talk about her economic plans during a speech in Raleigh today. Hurricane Ernesto getting closer to Bermuda. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Hamilton.
Hurricane warnings are now up. The airport will close later tonight before the worst of the hurricane arrives. We saw long lines there. People trying to get out.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Good morning. Still working a couple of wrecks. 40 westbound at Spence Lane. That's got it slow coming in from Donaldson. Also north of town on 65 southbound at Rivergate Parkway. That's got it backed up all the way back past Long Hollow Pike, affecting that traffic coming down from Sumner County on 65 southbound there again at Rivergate Parkway on that mess. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. PrincessHotChicken.com. Check them out this weekend. You can even order online. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
A few scattered showers and storms at times this afternoon. Partial sunshine develops, a high in the mid-90s. Tonight, slight chance for showers and storms early. Partly cloudy skies develop, a low of 72. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 78.
And the Action Line is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They offer some energy saving tips during the hot summer months. Install those programmable thermostats to adjust the temperatures automatically for optimal comfort and savings.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Today, in conversation about the Tennessee Philharmonic Orchestra of Murfreesboro, tnphil.org, that's P-H-I-L. And I guess it just made me think, Jane and Donna and Steve, Phil Barnett was kind of an introduction into this few years ago, and we were there when the name was changed. And so I guess when I say TN Phil, it's not for Phil Barnett, please. But TN Phil.
I'll let him think so.
He would like to think so. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Like to think
that'll
so.
Cost you $10,000, right. Please,
Phil. Well, he's good for it. TNPHIL.org. So that's where you can find more information. Jane, we were kind of talking about where in the future you've kind of also kind of given a vision of, you know, a performance hall and things of that nature. I mean, where do you see us in the next 5 years, 10 years? Where would you like to be, and things like that?
You know, it's not that we want a performance hall. This Murfreesboro, Rutherford County needs a performing arts center. I mean, you've got Center for the Arts with Regina Ward over there. We're trying to do some things together in upcoming season. Actually, we're going to do a project together next season. But we need one. We deserve one. We've got good, talented people in theater, in the visual arts, in music arts, that need a place to perform. And it's part of the reason that people don't know we're here, yeah, is because you can attach yourself to a building. You know, that, I mean, you know, Bowling Green has SkyPack, and a lot of places have something, and you can say the Symphony of SkyPack. You know, there's a place, and we really, really need one.
So would that kind of facility not only have the Tennessee Philharmonic Orchestra of Murfreesboro, but maybe the Center for the Arts and,
yes,
some of our other, you know, I just read a few minutes ago, the Murfreesboro Little Theater is doing some things at different places, you know, and the visual arts, the performing arts,
right,
music, all of that kind of in one place, right?
We totally need it. And, you know, we have places like Patterson Park, but it's a great facility. It's a little limited for, you know, different things. And we need a place that's built and prepared for all of our organizations. We really, I mean, I can't say it enough that we need this.
You see different groups bringing arts into the community, but they're at various locations, and you all perform in different places. So I guess what I'm getting at is your thought is to bring it all together is kind of the biggest goal for a lot of organizations, including yours.
I think so. You know, marketing has become very difficult with social media being what it is. You know, if you don't get just the right algorithm to mm-hmm. reach your audience, and it's a game. So I think not only does it help to have a space where we can perform, but it just helps everyone know that's where you go for performing arts. And we can't ever underestimate the importance. We know sports are important, but performing arts, you know, performing arts are for all ages. You know, from a 5-year-old, well, you've got even before that, until we die. You know, it's good for our health. It's good for our community. It brings us together in so many ways. And I think we have to be careful not to home, you know, we have these wonderful home systems that we listen to music and 105-inch televisions but there's nothing like being there live. It's a whole different experience to watch it on your beautiful home theater than to come and sit and feel the music, mm-hmm. you know, and to be able to see the sweat on the brow of a flute player. I mean, there's nothing like it, and we simply have to keep pushing to keep live performing arts in our community.
Dr. Payne was telling about a similar experience just a minute ago, and I think maybe the statute of limitations has passed, so you're not going to get in any trouble for sneaking in. But a Christmas performance a few years ago, you actually, after the choir, you kind of just went in just to see what it felt like. And you've shared just being there in the moment is pretty special.
Yeah, snuck into, I think it was Bel Air Baptist into the auditorium after practicing with the choir for the Christmas program, and a couple of us did that, and we watched the dress rehearsal of the symphony, and you could just the music just filled us up. It was just incredible, emotionally, just to hear that. And it's Christian music in a sense at Christmas time.
Sure.
And so if that appeals to you, it does to me, the gospel and the Christian. It was a great thing.
Yeah.
It was really wonderful.
Donna, you can probably attest from performing. Jane was just mentioning, you know, the sweat on the brow. I mean, you're in the moment and in the zone, I guess, when you're performing, right?
Exactly. With all the music around you and the different musicians and then the playing off of each other. And what the people in the audience probably can't see is that after someone plays a solo, we all give a little tap. Like if the principal flute player has a solo, the oboist on one side, myself on the other, we're clapping on our leg, saying great solo, silently communicating. That goes on constantly throughout, that people can't see, but we're acknowledging, we hear you, you did a great job. So yeah, there is nothing like coming together as a group, and you know you're all working together to make that beautiful sound. And we are watching the conductor. My husband, who's a non-musician, is like, why is he even standing up there? Believe me, the musicians, we're all watching him. We've all rehearsed. And yeah, it is, it's just, there's nothing like it, that just coming together and then to see the appreciation on the audience afterwards, you know, it just fills us up also for them to give that back and acknowledge that.
Well, I'm that husband who would ask that question, so I'm going to ask you. I mean, what you see the conductor and is, you know, what does that person do? Why is that so important?
Well, first, during the rehearsals, there is much more communication going on. So he is rehearsing us. But during the performance, too, he's what's keeping us all together. And he's cueing you. If you do have, I mean, sometimes you may not play for like several minutes and you're like, oh, did I lose count? You know, he's going to cue you and say, oh, here, okay, here come the flutes, here come the violins. He's doing that. He's keeping time. He's also, and sometimes they'll take tempos a little faster, a little slower. I mean, you're out of your peripheral vision. We're constantly watching the conductor because himself in the moment, things can change. And so, yes, we're always just kind of watching that.
Yeah.
And he's also like the dynamics, making it louder. Oh, no, come make it a little softer. We need to hear this solo over here. So, yes, all of us have our eyes on the conductor.
I mean, kind of like the coach on the T-ball field.
Absolutely.
For the kiddos,
yes,
or whatever. Just kind of,
exactly.
you know, run to this space and
yes.
then go here. And,
yes.
Yeah.
And like that, you know, different conductors interpret things differently. So you might have, we might be doing Beethoven's Fifth, dun, 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 you know,
yeah.
And one conductor will have louds of the trumpets and this or whatever it is. And another will say, oh no, I like that song. It is a coach.
Mm-hmm.
It's a,
yeah.
coach, it is a coach realizing where your strengths are, what they decide they want to bring out louder and soft. It's it's an interesting, over the last few years been doing guest conductors as we narrow into a full-time conductor, but it's been fascinating as an audience member to see the differences between, because there's a synergy that they're going for. They're
exactly.
trying to not only get the musicians to gel and have that magic, but also to bring the audience in with it. So, you know, every once in a while you'll get a piece and a conductor where you can feel the whole room is in that same moment, and it's pretty special when that happens.
Yes.
And I would think no performance, Donna, is the same.
Exactly.
Even if it's the same music.
Exactly. Because like Jane was saying, especially like tempos, how fast or how slow it goes. Sometimes we're like, whoa, we've never played that fast before. You know, but just a difference in conductors, that their interpretation, they like it a little faster. You're like, oh, I need to go back and practice a little bit more on that. It's a new tempo. But yeah, so that happens, you know, all the time.
And the audience probably, you feed off of the audience.
Exactly, yes. And that's why during the performance, you do not take your eyes off the conductor, because again, that energy, everything, that's just driving it.
It's not like the train conductor who just, yeah. you know, puts on the brake, right?
Right, yeah.
Different kind of conductor. We got another minute or so here. So, Jane, I want to default to you to kind of give us any more information that you would like to hear about.
I would love for people to go to our website, tnphil.org, look at our season, and if you've never been to listen to us, pick a concert and come. But for sure, come on September 27th. It's free. It's outside. It's with Lalo Davila. It's going to be exciting and fun and energy, and kind of see what we're all about. We'll talk to you. We'll give you more information, and you can decide when you want to come back.
Yeah, nothing beats free.
Nothing beats free.
So, and again, that's the is that a Saturday?
It's a Friday.
Friday night. Friday night, 27th. So kind of keep that in the back of your mind. Dr. Payne, it was good to have you here today.
And thank you.
Thanks for your willingness to sit in today and participate as president of the board. How long have you been on the board, by the way?
2 years.
2 years?
2 years.
Wow. You just jumped right in head first,
didn't
you?
I did, yeah. But my job is to raise money so that Jane can do her job as our CEO.
Yeah. And Donna, it was good to see you today. And thanks for what you do with the kids in the classroom. That's very special.
Oh, well, thank you. And it's just my privilege to be able to do that.
Absolutely. Our friends from the Tennessee Philharmonic Orchestra of Murfreesboro in today, Donna Wehofer, the Education Outreach Coordinator, Dr. Steve Payne, President of the Board, and Jane McNulty, the CEO, and tnphil.org. That's tnphil.org, where you can find more information. That is going to wrap up the Action Line this morning. Hope you enjoyed. Don't forget, you can check the podcast. It will be up shortly at WGNSradio.com. Just look under podcast and Action Line, or you can find it on YouTube for today. That's it for the show. Have a good day, everybody.
Mary Ellen Evans calls Adam's Place home.
So this space here at Adam's Place is large enough for anybody to create the same environment they had at home. Plus, it has things like 9-foot ceilings with architectural detail. So that gives it a feeling of spaciousness. So it's a wonderful place to call home.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.